7:50 at WEOL. Let me try that again. 7:50 at WEOL, also AM 930, 100.3 FM on the mobile app and at WEOL.com. I'm just so excited because we're going to go traveling. We're going to. Adventure is calling us, set sailing on a new cruise. Where do we want to go? Well, we've got some tips and good information from travel expert, syndicated travel columnist Eileen Ogen. She joins us this morning to talk about some trends for 2023. Hi, Eileen. How are you doing today?
Oh, thanks for having me. Cruising is more popular than ever. There are new itineraries, food venues, and onboard entertainment for everyone. There's a big focus this year on immersive programming that focus on the destination, like in Alaska. Plus, cruises are great for multi-generational families who want to explore together without the stress of navigating from place to place. And for convenience, Carnival operates from more U.S. ports than any other cruise line. Roughly half the population is within a five-hour drive.
Give us some tips, ticks on getting things prepared. How do you go about getting a good cruise, and how do you do the selection?
Well, I would suggest you work, unless you've been on several cruises and you have a favorite cruise line, I would work with a travel advisor who's a cruise expert, because they can sift through all of the different ships and the deals and figure out what's the best for your family. Right now is a really good time to book. This is wave season, and it's the time where the cruise lines roll out all of their deals to celebrate the start of the year. This is through March 1st. You can book for now, for the summer. You can even book for 2024. I've seen deals like 25% off Seabourn's luxury expedition voyages. Princess Cruise Line guests get up to 35% off cruise fares, whether you want to go to the Caribbean or Alaska. And Holland America is rewarding cruisers who book by the end of the month with up to $400 stateroom credit. Listeners should know that many cruise brands have really these new inclusive packages that give you more bang for the buck. There's the Princess Plus one, for example, that covers not only drinks, but premium desserts, even boutique exercise classes. Cunard's got a promotion with savings of up to 30%, and you can save up to $2,000 on a stateroom.
Any special deals out there if you want to bring along a bunch of kids?
Yeah, because some of them, like Holland America, has cruise deals where kids are free. So the key is to pick the right ship for your family. You want to make sure there's programming for your age kids. For example, Carnival, on its newest ships, has an onboard roller coaster and huge kids and teen programs. But they also have programs for toddlers, even a Dr. Seuss Bookville, a massive water park, and family suites. Princess is known for their Alaska cruises, and their newest medallion-class ship, Discovery Princess, has this immersive North to Alaska program with wild for seafood menu options from Alaska restaurants. And they have 145 departures from four different ports. Holland America has just introduced pickleball on all their ships. There are pickleball courts with top deck views. And for the luxury traveler, Seabourn offers all-inclusive luxury cruising on small ships. And these expedition-focused voyages are designed for people looking for adventure without all the work. If you're going to the Arctic or Antarctica, and there might be guided hikes or Zodiac cruises, they even have custom-built submarines so guests can explore the underwater life in some places. Cunard has event voyages, like a festival of food and wine coming in September. And if you have time and you're looking for a new way to cross the pond, you can take a transatlantic voyage on Cunard's flagship Queen Mary 2.
Well, we know there's
But there's really something for everyone.
Well, I was going to say there's a big wide ocean out there, so they've got a lot of places they can take you and a lot of activities that can be done. What's the best way to pace yourself through a cruise experience so that you don't get overwhelmed or you feel like I'm missing out on something while it's happening?
Well, some of these ships have so much going on. I think it's kind of like going to Disney World. You know, you've got to know up front you're not going to be able to do everything. A good thing is with your kids to check out the website before you go, and then talk about what are the must-dos and the must-sees, and then be cognizant of the things you might be paying extra for on board, you know, if every time the kids go to the arcade or every time they order a virgin drink, and prioritize just like you would at a theme park. And then the same with the ports. You don't necessarily have to do a shore excursion at every port, particularly if you're in the Caribbean. You can just go to the beach. So you just got to think about what's most important to your family.
Do they have things, what would be considered maybe sort of kids areas, or I don't want to say babysitters, but is there a way for kids to enjoy something and maybe parents or adults can do something separate at the same time? Or are you always kind of around your kids?
Yeah, I mean, they're both family activities, you know, like, for example, some of the carnival ships have family feud, you know, like games. And then there are very robust kids and teen programs on the ships. And many parents find the kids really don't want to be with them because they're having so much fun. And if you have little kids, let's say, and you want to get off and go zip lining or scuba diving or something like that, they have supervised activities during the port days too. But again, the key is to know what age, you know, do your kids match the ages for the programming that's being offered.
Where's a good place to get some great information? I know, Eileen, you've shared with a lot of us today, but where's a good place to maybe start and look?
My website, takingthekids.com.
Sounds great. Eileen Ogent's joining us this morning with great information, takingthekids.com. She's a syndicated travel columnist and gives you some good ideas about doing a cruise for 2023. Eileen, thank you for sharing with us this morning. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks for having me, and bon voyage. Yes.